America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey. What's good? One more time, just for fun. Welcome in here to the Tuesday, August.
Relax. I got this. Ain't no just for fun. Put the air horns on again, goddammit. Come on. One more time, goddammit. Happy birthday to the Sacramento legend, D-Lo, a.k.a. Damian Barley. You already know the vibes. One more time. If I was there, I'd press the air horns one more time. Man. Happy birthday. Let's go. Let's get it. Leo season in full effect. It is the Sunday of the summer, but still, it's in full effect.
As Mark Primo said yesterday, we're the main event. Happy belated to Mark Primo. Celebrating birthdays. Happy birthday to DeMarcus Cousins.
Hey, Boogie.
Appreciate all the love. And thank you to Amanda and April and those who contributed to the surprise of the balloons and the cupcakes.
It's a great look, man.
Very shocked to walk in and see Amanda crouched in the corner. That was not what I was expecting here this morning. But I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thank you for the love. And thank you for tuning in to episode number 994.
Ooh.
So happy you are here with us as the countdown to 1,000 is in full effect, and we are starting to line some things up, man. If our first guest, if this goes through, we got a huge first time guest joining us for the 1,000th episode. It's big time. So once we get official confirmation on that, we'll announce it. We're excited. We just found out. We're taking over the roller rink downtown Sacramento
man.
On Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a good look.
Super hyped about that leading into the 1,000th episode, leading into the weekend, the last night of the roller rink being open.
I'm skating, too.
Yeah, I believe that.
I ain't doing no ice skating, but I'll do some roller skating. That's for sure.
Yeah, we're going to be out there, man. Come through, pull up. It is going to be spectacular. That is this Friday, beginning at 6 o'clock. Out at the roller rink, where the ice rink normally is, for those who are unaware, in downtown Sacramento. And shout out to Sacramento, man. I know this post from Richard Deitch was kind of making the rounds yesterday, but Sacramento being at the top with like a just some obnoxious share of the audience in terms of Olympic viewing and in terms of Olympic basketball viewing. We have said it for years upon years that this city is a sports city.
Mm-hmm.
We might only have one professional sports team here. We might only have the Sacramento Kings here. But this city loves sports.
That's facts.
Not just Sacramento sports, not just professional sports. This city is constantly rated in the top of markets watching college football, mm-hmm. watching national championships, watching NCAA tournaments, of course, watching the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and all of that. Sacramento is a special, special city. Don't let anyone ever convince you that this isn't a market that absolutely loves sports. This city is all about professional, amateur, whatever. They are all about sports.
That's what it is, man. And, you know, it's one of those things that this is not just a one-time thing. This isn't just a current thing. This has been happening for decades. For decades.
Facts.
It don't matter if it's the Olympics. No matter if it's the NBA Finals. We all know the Kings haven't been there, and we still watching the NBA Finals.
Right.
The Super Bowls. Look, this Monday Night Football game was a big game. Like, we going to the Nielsen ratings, mm-hmm. Sacramento top five.
Yep.
Sacramento ain't never had football team.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Normally see the top two market, the two markets playing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see like a market really close to those two top markets, and then you'll see Sacramento in there somewhere.
Yeah, random. All the time, man. And Sunday was no different. It's going to be no different once football season starts. I remember there was a couple of times. Oh, man, I don't want to mess this up. We can fact check this. But didn't Jed York say, like, I don't know if it was the majority. I don't want to misspeak. But didn't he say, like, a lot of the season ticket holders
yes.
come from Sacramento.
Yeah.
Because that's when he was doing work with the Republic, I think, right?
It was a number that they use when they're trying to sell 49ers in, you know, packages mm-hmm. when we had the 49ers here, was that so many, I can't remember the percentage. I'm positive I can look it up, but
I felt like he said the majority.
It was a very large percentage of season ticket holders for the San Francisco 49ers lived in Sacramento.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure I never heard Mark Davis or anybody speaking, but I'm sure there was a ton of season ticket holders in Sacramento for the Raiders. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they're still, mm-hmm. and then, like you said, the telltale sign, no disrespect to my people over at Sac State, Stingers up, you know what I mean? Like I said, Coach Thompson, try and get me on that sideline for that Fresno State game, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for that field pass. You know, the cameras, that'll make the cameras go crazy if I'm on the field for the field pass, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to work that out. So those are my people. But Sacramento ain't never had no college football. Mm-hmm. They ain't never had no big-time college football. Yet every national championship game, who's up there, top five, top yep. 10? On the West Coast. We ain't even talking about, like, the South. Like, that's where football is really. On the West Coast, it's Sacramento all the time, man. So it's just what we do, man. We love sports here. It's a sports town. That's why I laugh in the face of the Casey Pratts and everybody else like that, who's like, will Sacramento get tired and not support the A's? All right, stop, bro. Stop.
That's people who are just unfamiliar with this city and unfamiliar with the passion of the sports fans here. I used to work for someone who said Sacramento isn't a sports town. Like, they ran a sports station and they thought Sacramento wasn't a sports
town. That's crazy.
Right? It's absolutely insane. And when you look at, look at the summer of the last two summers of the Republic. Mm. Look what those Republic games have looked like. All these people who think that Sacramento is going to tire out from the A's, from a professional sports
from
franchise.
Major League Baseball.
That they've never had.
Like, they're going to get tired of seeing Major League Baseball.
And with all due respect to those guys, because they're working hard, like, you sound ridiculous right mm. now. Now, maybe you're appealing to a different market out there, a salute, you know,
right.
do what you got to do. But everybody here is looking at you like you, something wrong with you.
Right. And you're talking about that in 3 years, they going to get tired? Like, by the third year, are you crazy? First of all, for any games that anybody wants to see, that's going to be a tough ticket, right? So then, like, if you just want to go see Major League Baseball, yeah, I'll go see the Royals.
Yeah.
I'll go see the White Sox. Like, those might be the only tickets a lot of people can get.
All those hats that Kenny has to use.
Well, you know, shout out to the White Sox. They come into San Francisco in a couple weeks. We better sweep them.
You better not wear your White Sox hat that day like you tend to do.
It shouldn't matter. They got 28 wins. Sweep their asses. But fact remains, like, it's going to be perfectly. It's going to be more than perfectly fine. It's going up in downtown Sacramento when the A's are here next year. I promise you that.
Shout out Sacramento. That was the point in all of that. Shout out Sacramento. I know we said the number at some point yesterday on the air. It really was like a ridiculous share.
You said 45, I believe.
Is that that's what I thought it
45
was.
45 share. Number. They were number four in the country.
I that's what I thought it was. And just thinking back to that, like, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. A 45
explain,
share.
Explain what that means. I know the number being higher is always good, but like, what is that? Is that like 45% of the TVs in Sacramento were watching the game?
Nailed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No explanation either.
Yeah, that was it right there.
Yeah. So this is crazy because West Palm Beach, they're one with a rating of 12.5. Their share is 38.
Could be a lot of different things at play.
They all go by the rating. The rating is what is how they're ranking it.
Yeah, the rating is always number. That's the thing advertisers base everything on. The market share doesn't really matter as much because the number of households in the market matter. Mm-hmm. And as you are and have become over the last 4 years, very, very aware of, just as it is in radio, the Nielsen way of tracking ratings is a bit sketchy. But it's essentially, in terms of television, it is the most accurate sample size that we have. Mm. And that's how they determine this. Yeah. They know when we're talking about Davion Mitchell graphic tees, and they can serve us 50 ads for graphic tees, but they can't quite tell that we're watching an old football game on NFL Network right now. It's spectacular. Like, it's
we still got to use that 60 system.
It's absolutely amazing. Like, Nielsen has evolved in the same way baseball has.
Oh, man. That's all bad.
Baseball is getting better.
It
baseball
is
getting better.
Nielsen is not.
Nielsen is not. Nielsen absolutely is not, man. So we in here. We're going to get you throughout the day. Lots of things to talk about. I think some of the NBA schedule was just released. I think the in-season tournament. Can anyone confirm this? I thought that's what the push notification was that just popped up. I thought the in-season tournament schedule had just been released. But I might have read that wrong. If I did, I apologize.
I got to be honest, I don't know, because when you talk about Twitter, the only thing going on right now is Brandon Ayuk news.
And what's the news,
boys?
Well, it depends on who you ask. Like, some would say it's the 49ers trying to get a resolution to this whole thing, and it's not really new news, but it's being reported. So it's being reported that the Niners are. Ayuk has two situations right there in front of him. The Steelers and the Niners have agreed to the framework of a deal. And if Ayuk wants to, you know, to go there for the money that Pittsburgh is offering, that deal can be done. The Niners have a long-term deal on the table for Brandon Ayuk. If he wants to stay, he can sign that deal. Mm-hmm. It'd be good. But it sounds like, basically, they're saying, like, figure this out. The ball's really in your court. We have a deal ready with – we've had multiple deals ready. But we have a deal ready with the Steelers. They got a contract there for you. If you're good with all that, let's ship you over there. If you want to stay, sign the contract and let's end this raid. Sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract.
What is that?
So we'll see what happens.
We're talking about Ayuk on the –
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'll come back from break.
Yeah, we'll talk about Aiyuk, and we'll talk about the schedule that did come out, the in-season tournament schedule. So we'll have that
there
for you. We're just getting started. We're happy you're here with us. Shout out to Map Training and MapTrition.com. Got my birthday started off right with those pre-workout BCAAs, that thermogenic and those cravings crushers. Hey, I'm going to be honest, Greg, if you're listening, I don't know how good those craving crushers are going to work today. Because I got a dozen cupcakes behind me, and I mean, you know, it's my birthday. Like, I get to have, like, one or two or three, right? So we're going to tap into those. But head over to MapTrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 to get 10% off of your order right now. If you have any questions about the supplements, you can ask my man Greg. You can ask him on the website. You could ask me, because I can tell you all about it, man. We're going to be in shape here in 2024, headed into 2025. Again, that's MapTrition.com. We'll come back so much more ahead here. We're just getting started. Steelin' with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. We've got a lot here. So help me drive here.
Okay.
What do we want to do?
First of all, come on, man. More air horns. It's my man D-Lo's birthday. Come on now.
Okay.
Come on, man. More air horns.
Yeah, I appreciate you. And I appreciate Wes, Sat Kings fan, who's saying, are you choosing TV or nap? That's a solid. I appreciate that.
It's your birthday.
That's a good
Is
reference. But as we all know, there's nothing on in the middle of the day, so I'm going to take the nap. Appreciate you. Appreciate.
Is that an office? That's an office.
That is an office reference that you're never going to get to.
I'm going
to
get there. What you talking about?
It was Kelly's birthday, and they forgot, so they gave her the choice of a nap or TV for her birthday.
Crystal, for my birthday last year, hooked me up with a "It's your birthday" sign.
Oh, that's tremendous. Yeah. It is your birthday, Zabel says. What's the problem? It is a statement of fact. Kenny doesn't get any of these references.
I'm going to get there.
What's the theme? There's no toys. What's the theme?
What the
Every
hell?
Birthday has a theme.
I'm going to get there.
And this is a shoot. For Kenny's next birthday, Roost Chris, baby. Y'all know what it is.
Roost?
Yeah. Or Morton's or whatever, SR Prime.
I saw Mark Primo. He had one of them steaks.
He had that tomahawk.
That's the one I had a year ago. That's worth the price of admission.
The tomahawk is one that I really want to make. I want to, because every time I'm at the grocery store, I see it, and I have a few videos saved on how to do it, but yeah. I haven't done it yet. I want to try that one,
especially at Roost Chris. Oh, man.
The fear of cooking something that costs $120 is pretty intense.
That was the best steak I ever had.
I believe it.
That was so good.
I believe it. You all right in there?
No, I'm good. I was just planning vacation stuff, and I saw the in-season tournament schedule.
Okay.
Everybody has seen that schedule.
Well, here's the Kings portion. Can I tell you the number one thing that stands out? Four games, none of them on national television. The season kicks off on the in-season tournament,
Off. Real quick, to be fair, they only had one last year.
Well, this year they have
none. No, I take that back. I thought they had two.
It
was the Spurs and the Warriors. Spurs.
Are we sure it wasn't three?
No, because it was OKC on Friday. That wasn't national TV.
Okay.
And it was Minnesota. That wasn't national TV.
Okay. Well, it opens up on Friday, November 15th against Minnesota at the Golden One Center. Then the next Friday, they'll be at the Los Angeles Clippers. Then the next Friday, they'll be at the Portland Trail Blazers. And then the following Tuesday, they'll host the Houston Rockets in the final game of... the final game of pool play.
November 22nd at the Intuit Dome. That might be a road trip.
I got to get to the Intuit
Dome.
That might be a road trip. I got to get there.
That's going to be some good stuff. So they got Minnesota at home.
Yep.
And they got Houston at home?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
They go to?
A Friday and a Tuesday.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll take it. You get an opportunity to play Minnesota at home for the in-season tournament. That's a, I'm not going to say it's a guarantee or not, obviously, but I'd rather that than on the road.
One of those days has to be, yeah, the 29th. Which game is that? That's the Portland game. That's the day after Thanksgiving.
That is on the road.
Yeah, at Portland, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so again, it's Minnesota at the Golden 1 Center on the 15th, November 15th, at the Los Angeles Clippers the next Friday, at Portland the Friday after that, and then Tuesday, December 3rd, the Sacramento Kings will take on the Houston Rockets in the final game of pool play at the Golden 1 Center.
Yeah, no national TV games like you mentioned.
No national TV games. I'm going to try to do this as quickly as possible. No national TV games for Sacramento in terms of the tournament. Mm-hmm. None for Sacramento, none for Houston, none for Portland, none for Utah.
Man, they hate that that division.
They really do. They really do. Boy, man, I feel like the beginning of oh my God. This is the beginning of no Vaseline.
Oh.
Here's what they think about you.
Oh.
I'm going to say this again. Follow me with this. Sacramento, no nationally televised games for this in-season tournament. Also with no nationally televised games in this in-season tournament. Houston, Portland, Utah, Brooklyn, Detroit, Toronto, Chicago, Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte has one.
Well, got to see Lonzo. All right, LaMelo.
Atlanta has one.
Got to see Trey.
No, I think you had it right. LaMelo in Charlotte, no?
Yeah, yeah. No, oh, I said Lonzo.
Wow. Here's what they think about you.
So.
Now, to be fair. Boston has one. Philadelphia has one. New Orleans has one. The Lakers, three. Phoenix.
Lakers hold damn, no damn bull plays on national TV.
Phoenix has one, and it's against the Lakers. So, the Clippers only have one.
So I think. The Kings.
Where are the Warriors?
The Kings are a little bit a victim of their pool. Because you've got really the only team you'd really say, hey, let's say the Kings and
Warriors have three.
The only team that you would look at and be like, hey, put them on national TV is the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
And I know we like the Rockets or whatever. I wouldn't expect the Rockets to be national TV work.
Yeah, the Clippers are trash.
No, well,
the Clippers aren't trash.
They're not. But I Kings Clippers on a Friday night, I probably pass. Kings Rockets on a Tuesday.
Minnesota versus the Clippers is the only game in pool play
on national TV.
Yeah, that's the only game.
That's fair. I think they're a
prisoner. How come they don't want me, man? That's that whole damn pool.
I think they're a prisoner of that pool. That pool's got they got three weak teams. The Clippers, Rockets, and Blazers. Is there any pool with three weaker teams?
Clippers, Rockets, and Blazers.
And when I say weaker, maybe Houston might be solid, but they're not national TV level.
Let's see, OKC, Phoenix, LA, no, not there. Denver, Dallas, New Orleans, Golden State, Memphis, no, not there. No, that's going to be five by far the weakest. There's New York, Orlando, Philadelphia. Brooklyn and Charlotte are in a pool, but they're in a pool with Philadelphia, New York, and Orlando.
Yeah.
Detroit and Toronto are in a pool, but they're in with Miami, Indiana, and Milwaukee. Maybe the closest, but I don't know. Boston, Cleveland, Chicago, Atlanta, and Washington. That's probably the closest.
Chicago, Atlanta, and Washington. Yeah, that's the closest. But and then the killer with that is when you talk about national TV is sure the Clippers, say the Clippers and the Kings. It's a good game, potentially national TV game. But if the Nuggets and Warriors are playing that night, You're not putting that over that. Or the Lakers and Suns, you're not putting it over that. So, yeah.
Well, we'll see. More of the schedule is going to – I can – so the schedule's not out, but the schedule's out, if you know what I mean. Mm. Like, we're getting hit up from different people sharing different things with us. So more and more of this schedule is going to be leaked out throughout the day ahead of its official release coming up here on Thursday. As soon as some of these messages are responded to, we will pass them along to you. Or anything else that gets released throughout the day, we will pass it along to you as it pertains to the Sacramento Kings and the schedule for the 24-25 season.
If I'm looking at this the right way, so I'm looking right now at the, I guess this is the national TV schedule for the NBA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
The 15th is Minnesota at the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
The national TV game, I'm assuming the ESPN game. Grizzlies at Warriors. You could have put Timberwolves Kings there. You could have done that. You didn't have to have Grizzlies at Warriors. I don't know why they're whole. Dylan Brooks ain't there. Clay's not there. I don't know why they. Yeah, matter of fact, that should have been. Flex that out. I guess it's Steph first job, but they ain't got nothing popping off. Yeah, and then
still Steph.
And then on the 22nd, it's Mavericks at Nuggets. That one's not getting – Kings-Clippers isn't superseding Mavericks and Nuggets.
Sure.
And then you got Houston and Portland, which you're just not going to get any national TV games with those guys. We asked this yesterday. The Kings had 11 – I think I counted 11 true –
National TV games. Not counting NBA TV. Yeah,
22 total, but 11 true national TV games.
Mm-hmm.
I think the number's probably around 7.
Yeah.
This year.
It checks out.
Which is fair. It's fair. Like, they didn't make the playoffs last year, regardless of how much we enjoyed or how exciting I think they're going to be. I think it's fair that you have less than what you had when you did make the playoffs.
I think the frustration last year was acceptable and warranted. This year, not to drown potential content, I don't care.
Mm.
Like, it's not like I can't see the game.
Mm-hmm.
You said it. Kings missed the playoffs last year. Some of y'all have spent, y'all meaning them, have spent a great deal of time trashing the move to acquire DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. They'll show you.
Yeah,
we'll still see every game.
We kind of over.
No
that.
Problem.
We kind of over
it's
that.
Good. Feel however you want to feel.
Yeah.
I'm truthfully over. If y'all don't like Sacramento, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Like I said, we kind of over that. It's whatever.
We'll see y'all in May.
Point. Also, like, If they do what we expect them to do, the Sacramento Kings, that mean they'll be flexed into some games. Like, that'll happen. They got flexed into two games last year. The year they have beaten team one, trademark. I think three games towards the end of the season they got flexed into. One of them early in the season, which was the Brooklyn game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So these things happen. It's not set in stone. If you're winning, if you're playing well, things will happen. And then the ultimate is if you're winning and playing well, all the playoff games are on national TV. So that's all that really matters.
What Frankie have yesterday? The Kings open against Minnesota?
Yeah, on a Thursday night. I'm assuming. I assumed that's TNT.
They will be in Los Angeles to face the Lakers for game number 2.
Friday night.
So it's not a homestand. I don't know if it's the next day.
Ah.
Their second game of the season is against the Lakers.
Gotcha.
The champs will be here March 24th.
That's late.
The Boston Celtics will be here March 24th at the Golden
One Center.
That's late.
West Coast road trip for the Celtics. Hopefully they'll have everything wrapped up and they won't play anybody.
Sounds right.
What, you had a date for that?
March 24th.
What day of the week is that?
I don't know.
Let's find out. March 24th is a Monday.
Get your revenge against Xavier Tillman.
Monday, March 24th, the champs will be in town.
Okay. All right.
Let's get it.
Well, we told you this schedule will start to leak out throughout the day, and any big games we can pass along to you, we definitely will. No word on if the Warriors and Kings play six times before Christmas, but if we can. It's weird. We don't even have the preseason schedule yet, do we?
I saw something.
Complex has asked me 10 times for the preseason schedule.
Some teams have released them. Some teams haven't, I believe. I think the Warriors is out.
Yeah, the Wizards released it before the Olympics was over. I was like, oh, is this what we're doing?
I saw something about the preseason schedule about a week ago, but it was kind of random, and I never saw anybody confirm it, so I just kind of let it be. But it kind of checked out. Like, it wasn't nothing like crazy. The dates kind of made sense or whatever. It was like four games, but I don't know. I think I went to kings.com and I didn't see nothing, so I didn't say nothing.
Okay.
Spencer,
we'll get it at some point.
Spencer in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House says preseason is out already.
For the Kings?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, just the hell with me then, because clearly I haven't been paying attention.
I can't find it.
Yeah, maybe Spencer was the one that tweeted it out. Because I think it was like a two road, two home. It was like Utah here.
Okay, yeah, we got at Golden State October 11th, first Portland October 13th, at Utah October 15th. Yeah. That's all that's there right now.
How many did you just say, four?
Three games.
Oh, three. Oh, here's the rest of it then. Let me make sure I'm in the right year. I'm not. This is the wrong year.
Happy birthday, pal.
At least I looked. At least I knew. Like, hey, that doesn't look right.
They got it on Real GM.
No, we're all a bunch of smartasses. This is good. This is good. Register for King's single game tickets. Yeah, I don't see anything on the website, but salute to those that have it. Let's see. What's this say? Kings announced Summer League roster. Anyone want the Summer League roster? Because that's what's on the website. we're just last to get everything.
Oh man! Anyway. Well, we got Lakers though. You said the second game of the season against the Lakers.
Yep.
World champs gonna be here March 24th.
That's right.
So, yeah,
that's right.
It's good stuff.
Kings were, you know, we'll get back to Brandon Ayuk as the day. There's plenty of time to talk about Brandon Ayuk. But since we're talking about the Sacramento Kings and we're dropping news as best we can here. The Kings were 0.6 points away from having two 20-point scorers last season. Mm. De'Aaron had 26.6. Domas was 19.4. And then you have Malik at 15.4. It seems really important that DeMar slides right in between those scoring numbers of De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis. Yeah. Not Domantas Sabonis and Malik Monk.
I think he needs to be their second leading scorer this season.
That's what it feels like, right? Is it ridiculous to think that this team could have three 20-point per game scorers?
No, that's not crazy at all.
Because I know we've talked about Domas falling back a little bit, or maybe having less pressure to shoot or whatever, but we don't know what type of room this is going to create for him. We don't know what this is going to do like for his game, mm-hmm. knowing that DeMar can score from anywhere. Yeah. And I literally asked for one or two extra shots a game.
Almost got fired for it.
Could he get it now? Would he take it now? Maybe that's the question. Not can he get it? He could always have gotten it. Mm-hmm. Would he be willing to take it now? And could this team have a guy at 26 or 25, 21 and 20?
Go ahead, Justin. Go ahead.
I think Sabonis falls back a bit as far as his shots and his points. Like you said, three 20-point per game scores. Like, if it does happen, my mind instantly went to DeMar, Malik, and Fox. I don't think Sabonis is a 20-point per game scorer this year. I think he's going to fall back a bit. where he's probably facilitating a little bit more. Like, you don't need him, because my biggest thing is, like, you don't need him now to, like, go out to, like, Sabonis. Fox isn't playing. We need you to step up, get these shots up. We need 20-some points from you. Like, you don't need that from him anymore.
Securing the Bagley brings up another, like, 17, 14, and 9 could be, or, you know, and I know securing the Bagley's being conservative. It could be 17, 14, and 10. Mm. Like, he could average, like, he's capable of averaging a triple-double.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the other route of all of this is, you're right, he falls back a little bit, and it's De'Aaron and Domas that cook offensively.
I think having someone like DeRozan here, like, it opens up Sabonis to maybe do more, I guess, right, like elsewhere.
The thing, so I'm like, I'm a little, like, not confused, but I'm trying to figure out where it would be, because I think I agree with Jesse and securing the Bagley, the natural person for numbers to go down would be Domantas Sabonis, right? Because as much as I think this offense is going to be crazy, I'm not going to predict that Domas is going to stay at 20, DeRozan going to average 20-something, Fox going to average 25, and Monk is going to go up, and Keegan is going to average 8. Like, I'm not going to predict that. The natural person to take a dip numbers-wise would be Domantas Sabonis. But the thing about that is, it feels like Domantas Sabonis doesn't score a whole lot, like, in the offense. Like, they don't run plays for him. It feels that way. Feels like some pick and roll, offensive rebounds, get to the foul line, and that's how he gets up to about 17, 18 points. Like, it goes to what you said. Like, he gets 19 points a game while shooting sometimes, like, 10 times. It's not a lot. So, while I feel like the natural person, like I said, to go down would be Domantas, he may stay where he's at. Because he's not taking a whole lot of extra shots. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, his number of shots and everything can stay where it's at. Yeah. He can stay with his production. Where the shots, I don't know where the shots would come from. Like, where they, maybe Fox takes a little less.
13 shot attempts per game for Domas last year. He averaged 19.4 points per game, and he averaged 13 shots. Mm. Malik, yeah, for context, averaged 12.4. Keegan averaged 12.7. And then, of course, De'Aaron was the man out there, and he averaged 20.9.
De'Aaron might slide down to 18. Might slide down to about 18.
But do we want that?
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with, because you got DeMar now.
I mean, Harrison averaged about 9. So those are gone.
Those, like, are not, so nine going to DeMar, another 2 from De'Aaron, that puts you at 11 for DeMar.
And that's still, in terms of last year's standings, mm-hmm, that still puts him 5th.
And another 2, I'll say another 2 from Sabonis. So that puts you at 13. I think DeMar is taking more than 13 shots a night. I think it's going to be closer to 15 or so.
I agree. And 13 is the number. So like,
does it work this way where, I mean, Davion was taking about 4.5 shots a game. Like, you're not really going to have that backup point guard because you're going to stagger lineups and stuff like that.
What about Keon, though?
Yeah, but, like, I don't think Keon is getting extra shots.
I think 15 is the number for DeMar because he took 17.2 last year. And I don't expect him to have the same type of attempts. I think it comes down to about 15. So, yeah.
To me, there's a realistic scenario that Domas averages 20 points per game on the exact same amount of shot attempts that he took last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's completely unfair statement to make. He shot 59.4% last year. Mm-hmm. And that was always the thing, at least from my standpoint, when I was talking about Domas taking more shots. The dude does not take bad shots. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not out there one-on-one in the game trying to, you know, get on SportsCenter. Like, he takes his shots in the flow of his game. Mm-hmm. And he could do that exact same thing, and you can still get him at 19 while having DeMar in the 16-17 field goal attempts per game category.
You could. I think,
but again, he doesn't have to lead. I'm sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
He doesn't have, DeMar doesn't have to do here what he did with Chicago. And I think that's the That's the biggest caveat to this whole DeMar DeRozan conversation and trying to take what he did in Chicago and implement it here in Sacramento is this is an entirely different setup than he had. Like, he has guys who can go with him mm-hmm. in Sacramento, and he probably didn't have that for at least a chunk of last season in particular in Chicago.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I think it's going to be about 15, 14 shots a night. You also probably take a couple away from Herter. Regardless if he's starting or coming
off
the bench.
Poor Herter. He just can't catch a break, and he's already taking his shots away.
Taking shots away from Herter would be, as I look at his numbers, it would be the lowest output of his career. Last year, he tied the lowest amount of field goal attempts at 8.8 a night. Other than that, he hadn't been below 10.
Yeah.
So if you're taking more shots away from him, you know, say he's down to 6 a night, I don't know. We'll see what that looks like.
And shout out to Ramsey and Securing the Bagley in the Chatty House, the Matthews Mattress Chatty House, for pointing out Domas shot 61.5% the year prior. 7.3 field goals made on 11.9 attempts per game.
The year before.
And he averaged 19.1.
That's what I'm saying.
That's just Domas. That's just who he is right there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my thought is, his numbers would go down, but he does so much off of, like, pick and rolls, off of offensive rebounds, getting to the line. The shot attempts may go down, but he still may end up averaging around the same amount of points.
We'll come back. We're going to figure this out. We're going to figure out exactly what the Sacramento Kings are going to do. And Jerry Jones.
Oh.
Well. Casey just wants to get his Jerry Jones impressions, and we didn't get to talk about him walking back.
Don't worry, we'll talk about it soon.
Plus, Brandon Knight, it's so weird. I mean, holdouts are not new to the NFL. Maybe it's the caliber of players. I'm not sure what it is, but, man, this feels like an exceptionally tense training camp. Preseason here in the NFL. So we'll get to all of that. Plus, we'll stay on top of all of the Sacramento Kings schedule releases. James is working on some things right now. We think we have a number for the nationally televised games, but James is working through that right now. As soon as he has that, of course, we'll pass it along to you. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. That's fantastic. No, it's good. Thank you for that.
I was hoping you were still doing Draymond when we were coming back.
No, arguably the most miserable commercial break in history.
I thought it was great.
You would. You would.
For those not when I'm wondering on the radio, the Ultimate Warrior, Doc Rivers, Shaq, who else showed up? Jerry Jones all showed up to congratulate Damian. Happy birthday.
Draymond
was there as well.
Yeah, it happened.
I heard they wanted to trade for vanilla cupcakes, and Draymond said, no, trade for chocolate. Vanilla was best for him.
Quite frankly, vanilla would be best, but that would be a bad deal. Oh, sorry. My bad. Somebody else. Well, Damien, I just want to.
No. Get this guy out of the party. Fine. You get the hell out.
Wait a minute. I've got this resort that said that this was the party that to attend. But, you know, I mean, just want to say happy birthday, regardless, to Damien. And, you know, just remember, wins aren't that important. Really, it's a microcosm of what we look at with our numbers when we're looking at what we got to do.
This is, yep. Yes, this is good.
Can't lie, it's my favorite Damien birthday ever.
Yep, this is good.
Wait,
there's another one.
Who could that be? Wow. Who could that be?
It's great. Who's here now?
Yo, D-Lo, what up, big dog? How you doing, baby? You know what I'm saying? I know you're celebrating your birthday out there. It's your boy, JC, out here in New Orleans, man. I just want to tell you, man, happy birthday. Uptown is having a good old time out here, baby. You know what I mean? We got the Saints going on. We got LSU football going on, baby. And you know what I'm saying? I just want to say happy birthday. You know what I mean? I know you're worried about them Kings out there. We don't care about these Pelicans out there. They beat your guys' ass 6 times, but we don't care about them. But you know what? I just want to say happy birthday, and when you get an opportunity, you got to come on down to the Bayou, baby, and go to one of these LSU games, baby. We have a good old time, man. We be frying gator heads and everything out there in the parking lot. We be frying whole turkeys out there in the parking lot, baby. So you got to pull up on us, huh?
JC get more time on the radio show than Lewis. Man.
Try to get Kyle Shannon, but he's preoccupied right now.
Leave Kyle alone.
Kyle's busy right now.
Kyle is struggling. Kyle's having a tough time.
Oh, man. You know, it's your birthday. The stars come out on your birthday, man.
Well, more importantly.
What's going on?
It's confirmed.
It's a done deal?
It's a done deal.
Why don't I get this update? Why not follow?
Well, no, I think you got... Nope. Yeah, you got. You're on the email. You're on it.
Oh no. Yeah, oh no. I thought something else was going on. I thought Brandon Ayuk got traded.
Oh no, not that. Well, who emailed me that Brandon Ayuk got traded?
I didn't know it was an email. That's when you said email. That's why I was like, wait, what?
No. next Wednesday, the 1,000th episode, Big Sean's going to join us.
Oh God.
He'll join us on the. He'll join us on the video stream. Now. Hopefully, by the end of the 1,000th show, Big Sean hasn't joined the in memorial video of all of the guests who actually didn't join when they were supposed to. But given this is promotion for his album, we're pretty confident this is going through. And we've got confirmation that for the 1,000th episode of D'Lo and KC, Big Sean will join us.
Do it.
That's exciting, man. Yes. Really, that's the only guest we got so far. I wasn't sure how to book guests for this. I have a couple of ideas, but you know, I wanted to invite a bunch of people, but then I wanted to invite Matt, but we do have 1,001 episode.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Thursday.
That is true.
So I was like, well, what do we do here?
And can't necessarily invite James. He's just gonna be here.
He'll be here. So we have a few things planned for that day, but that is confirmation that Big Sean will join us for the 1,000th episode of D'Lo and KC. 1 week from tomorrow.
Man,
really, really excited
stuff,
about
man.
That.
Yeah, that's some real good stuff.
We'll be doing this a lot on the 1,000th episode, but I don't want to wait until next Wednesday to do it. A couple of people that I really want to shout out who watching their work like on social media has just been exceptional. The first one is our guy, Leezy.
Yes.
Leezy is all over the place. Like, he is busting his ass. He's working on social media. He's doing these films. He's doing, you know, social media content for people. He is really, really out there in these streets working hard, man. And it's been fun to watch, you know, Leezy grow in that role and to watch the different things that he's working with and experiment with in his craft. And we know how badly Leezy wants to be like a content creator. And he's taking all of the right steps to be able to do that, man.
Absolutely.
So salute to our man, Leezy. And then the Dope Ones.
Yes.
If you have not seen some of the recent work from Don Is Dope, I encourage you to head over to his Instagram page and check it out. It is absolutely incredible. He is in his Olympic bag right now. The stuff that he put together for like all of the, you know, gold medalists and the American Olympians that kind of caught everyone's attention. And then the stuff that he did with USA Basketball here over the course of the last 24 hours is absolute fire. Again, go check it out if you haven't seen the Dope Ones. He's out east working on some things. But, you know, if you have a chance to shoot Don Is Dope some love, man, please do.
Yeah.
And go check out the amazing work that he has over on his IG page.
He is doing his thing, man. Both of them are, man. At least he's doing his thing. He's doing a phenomenal job, man. I echo everything that you just said. Shout out to my guy, Leezy, and then shout out to my man, Don, man. He's doing a phenomenal job.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So let's get back to business here. After enduring a grueling Jerry Jones impression during the commercial break.
Well, not everybody heard it.
Jerry walked back his comments about CeeDee Lamb a little bit. He actually said, well, I guess I got in a little bit of trouble. I guess some people were upset. Yeah, Jerry, your fan base was a little pissed off that you said there wasn't a sense of urgency to get one of your star players back on the roster. But like, OK, I get why that can be confusing for you, Jerry. This is he ultimately said CeeDee Lamb is missed. And I'm sure he got yelled at by Steven about his stupid remarks. And now it's so funny. And I said this to you the other day. Emmett Smith held out in 1993. Mm-hmm. I'm not the best at math, but I think that was 31 years ago. Mm-hmm. He still, to this day, is the only player leverage moment that people ever mention. Mm. It has never happened outside of that, where someone has gone crawling back, which Jerry, by the way, is terrible at this. Mm. He paid, and maybe this is part of the problem, he paid Dak. He paid Emmett. Yeah. He paid Zeke. Mm-hmm. He paid all these guys that held out. And now you have arguably the best receiver in the game, certainly no worse than a top three mm-hmm. receiver in the game. And now you got a backbone all of a sudden. Man, this is a weird thing to watch unfold, given we know, you know, the Micah Parsons stuff. The Dak Prescott stuff is completely unprecedented. It's mm-hmm. it's very literally, if Emmett Smith is the one everyone points to, there's no one to point to when it comes to Dak Prescott. Right. This is a one-of-one situation where you're letting a very good quarterback walk into free agency. Yeah. You can feel however you want to about Dak, but there's no question that he's a very, very good quarterback. Whether he's a championship quarterback, that's what the Dallas Cowboys are wrestling with right now, because that's just the state of their franchise. But this is a mess.
I'm trying to think, because I think you're right. You know, the Dak Prescott is unprecedented, the situation. How good was Drew Brees when the Chargers let him walk?
Well, Drew was coming off the surgery, so was he good? Absolutely, but he was coming off of the injury. Mm-hmm. And so there was a shoulder injury nonetheless, if memory serves. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, in hindsight, I mean, they both did fine.
Right.
But in hindsight, sure, it looked, but remember, in the moment, they're like, yeah, this, we don't know that Drew's ever going to be that again.
And that's the only one I can think of when you talk about that's even close. And it's not even the same.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about
that's a good free one, agent though. Yeah, that is a good one. That's the closest.
I can't think of another free agent quarterback being available like that. I mean, now Russell Wilson was a trade. Yeah, I can't even think of one. Dak is, you're right, it is a one-of-one type of deal.
Sean Cunningham tweeting some more notable games for Sacramento. We know that the home opener will be against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Lakers will be in Sacramento on December 19th and December 21st. It's one of those. Okay.
Oh, it's a two-game set.
The Kings will be at the Lakers on December 28th.
Is that that's a Friday and a Sunday, that 19th and 21, I believe. Because that 3 o'clock sounds like a Sunday afternoon.
So they're this year's version of the Warriors. They play 3 games with the Sacramento Kings in like a 10-day span. It looks like, and this is what James was working on, 7 national TV games that includes NBA TV. Mm. The first one will be on January 16th against the Houston Rockets.
Mm.
They'll host the Golden State Warriors on January 22nd, which will be on ESPN, and then again on February 21st.
So here's, and Sean is probably looking at the schedule or getting confirmation, so he would know better. But the first national TV game being, am I reading that right, where he's saying the first national TV game will be January 16th versus Houston?
That's what I take that to mean, yes.
So the season opener against Minnesota is not on TNT. And then you have a Thursday the 19th against the Lakers, that's not on TNT either.
That means we're the other game?
Yeah. And the Lakers are the other game on that Thursday? Like I said, he's looking at it, not me, but that...
I don't get the impression Sean's looking at the schedule. No, I'm serious.
I know what you mean.
Because it says according to sources.
Yeah, I know.
Otherwise, it'd be according to him. So I don't get the impression that Sean's looking at the schedule. I think he's having information sent to him.
Because December 19th is a Thursday.
But James had just texted us. He had gotten word that it looked like 7 national TV games. But what he couldn't confirm was if that 7 included NBA TV or not. Mm-hmm. According to Shams Cunningham, it does include NBA TV.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
We'll continue. We'll continue to follow. That's interesting to have two Thursday games, neither on national television.
They host the Warriors on 122. That is not Martin Luther King Day, but it's that same week. It's Wednesday.
See Jeff Hardy rules saying 7 not enough, 7 TV games, whatever. Y'all, it's whatever. Don't even matter. We get to see all of them. Mm-hmm. Let them sleep.
Yeah, no big let deal at all. No big deal.
Okay. Back to the National Football League.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.